Thanks to Avast for supporting Earn Your Happy, Avast new all-in-one solution. Avast One helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avast One at Avast.com.
There's no way to evolve without looking around and having your environment, your friends, and your schedule evolve. So if one of those are not evolving, you're not going to make it to your next level. Does this make sense? So you have to look at all of these things. It's all encompassing. And know that, you know, in order for you to execute, these different areas need to change. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And we have been shouting out some reviews. So I want to share this amazing review that I got that I'm so grateful for from Girls Got Energy. And it says, I've loved listening to this episode number 863 with Lori and Lindsay. Such a great reminder to go ahead and ask a friend to support us. I'm not good at this. Maybe 9 of us are. So thanks for the nudge to do it anyway. And I'm telling you, I am so, so grateful that you sent in this review and you will get good at it. You just have to keep on seeing examples around you of people who've done it before and the reminder that we all need each other. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you for just tuning in to the podcast every single week. I can't tell you what that means to me to not be sitting here and talking to no one. Wouldn't be the first time though, right? Sounds like majority of my first projects and things that I did in my life was just showing up. And that is the biggest part of it. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today. And that is the execution factor, which one of my friends, Kim Perrell, who is an incredible entrepreneur, she actually has a book called The Execution Factor, which is amazing. I had her on the show a while back and her book jumped out to me. I was walking through Barnes & Noble and it was just this black book with the title, The Execution Factor on it. And at that point in my life, and to be honest with you, every point in my life, I needed to really get my schedule focused on what it was that I needed to be doing. Because I think that the signs for me in my life of when I'm not either on a good schedule or in a place where I have my life set up to be able to execute the thing that I want, I feel really frustrated. When I did my human design in the past, frustration is like one of my default responses to how I just respond and show up if things aren't going the way that I want. You know, some people get frustrated, some people get angry, some people really get quiet and get really introverted. For me, I get very frustrated. It's a feeling of like an internal meltdown, like 5,000 toddlers have entered my body and they're not getting their freaking cheese stick that they want, or they're not getting that toy at the checkout that they want. Like, this is how I feel if I am not executing on the desires that I know that I want and my purpose. And part of the reason why we're not executing is because we're not clear on what we actually want. We have too many things on our plate and we haven't learned how to set up our schedule in order to execute, or we need to clear our schedule in order to execute. So those are some good places to start, is to even ask yourself, do I know what I actually even want right now? Or is my sense of frustration coming because I want a lot of things and I'm not acting on any of them, right? This is where a lot of our stress is coming from. I want all of these things. I'm not taking action on any of them. So when my head hits the pillow at night, I feel so freaking frustrated and upset and I don't know where to start and I'm overwhelmed. And this is the freaking cycle that I'm on. Like, this is the treadmill that I can't get off of. Well, you need to, first of all, look at your life to see where you can carve out even a couple hours to sit down and ask yourself, what are the things that I actually want? And let's not even put an S on there. What is the thing that I would like to start right now that would start to give me a sense of purpose and make me feel like I moved forward? What would the one thing be? If you guys haven't read that book, it's called The One Thing by Jay Papasan. What's the one thing that if I did throughout the day, if I did one thing today, what is the one thing that I could do that would make me feel like I moved the needle and that I could make myself proud, right? Like, what is the one thing that if I did it, it would make something move forward. Something would happen. I would get a result. What is the one thing? For some of you, this is going to be like, I need to uninstall my apps, right? Like I need to uninstall Instagram right now. I need to block somebody on Instagram. I need to forgive someone. I need to figure out an exercise plan because I'm so miserable because I'm not taking care of myself, right? Like there's going to be some low-hanging fruit and some baseline things that you're going to need to do just to take care of yourself before you can even get to the question of what the hell do I want to do? Because you're so clouded by your life being chaotic and not taking care of yourself. And God love you, by the way, like have so much grace on yourself if this is where you're finding yourself at, because just taking this first step is going to bring so much clarity for you of taking care of yourself.
Every day that we go online, we put ourselves and information at risk. So we have two options. We can either totally avoid technology, which probably isn't happening unless you fall off the earth somehow, or you can protect it with amazing cybersecurity programs like Avast. Avast is a global leader in cybersecurity for more than 30 years and trusted by over 435 million users. Avast's new all-in-one solution, Avast One, helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avast One at avast.com. Is anyone else out there as crazy as I am about preserving their photos and videos? This is really important to me, you guys. I would die if I lost all of my cute pictures of memories, family, bananas, waffles, those are dogs thrown in there. Well, Avast ransomware protection feature will take away all your fears about the possibility of your personal photos and videos disappearing through six layers of security. This Avast feature catches any ransomware well before it has any chance to do any damage to your data, including photos, documents, and other files. And if it turns out that you're bogging your computer with all of these photos and video files you just can't let go of, you can tap into Avast PC speed up feature, which manages the background data that apps use and speeds up your PC. Avast prevents over 1.5 billion attacks every month. And with Avast One, you can confidently take control of your online world without worrying about viruses, phishing attacks, ransomware, hacking attempts, and other cyber crimes. Learn more about Avast One at avast.com.
Let's go on to the next level. Maybe you're somebody who's like, oh my God, my schedule is so chaotic. I don't even have like this hour or two to like figure this out. Well, even Beyonce can figure out an hour or two, and that woman is booked back to back. So we're going to figure this out with you. So there's something in your life that has to go, or your phone needs to be turned off, or something is happening there during the day that you can block a little bit of time in order to take this time for yourself to workshop what it is that you actually want, or the one needle moving action for the day that would make you feel good. So being able to look at your schedule and say, where's the hour that I am putting in here into my schedule so that it happens. And you need a backup plan too. If you're a person who's like, you know what? I know that during that time that I scheduled, a lot of things come up. You need a plan B, but then you also need a plan where you're like, if I don't do it here, you need to create something where it's almost like, what is something that you could implement so that you know that you're going to do it? Do you need to tell social media? Do you need to tell a friend that they need to work with you? Do you need to go schedule an appointment with a friend? Do you need to pay a coach to carve out this hour so that you show up? Do you need to spend a lot of money for that hour to a coach or to a workspace so that you know you're going to go and do this thing? What is it that you need to do that's going to hold you to the flame and hold you accountable? So looking at that so that you can actually start to understand what it is that you want. And then for me, the execution factor of I already know what it is that I want, but now I need to really get real with myself to know what it is that I need in order to get it done. And I put things in my schedule, but then I work from home and let some things get in the way, right? Even if it's some things like I'm tired, I'm going to go distract myself. Oh, I need to go take a refresh walk. Like for me, I actually knew that I have to get out of the house. I have to go to a workspace and I have to put it on my calendar so that Lauren, my chief of staff, can see what I'm doing. And she'll ask about it. Hey, did you get this done? How'd you do with this? I have to have multiple checkpoints to know that I'm going to get things done. Not just that, I need deadlines and I need people to hold me accountable. So if it's something that I know is a challenge, like right now, I'm actually going to write another book. And this is very important to me that I do this because it's also simultaneously going to tell the story of Light Pink and market Light Pink as well, that I have hired somebody to help me write it. I have put in a certain number in my head that I want to get paid for this book so that I know if I'm getting paid this number that I'm going to show the F up and I'm not going to not show up. I've told friends about it. I'm now telling you about it. I'm putting it in my schedule. I'm looking ahead to see exactly what I need in order to get this done and being realistic about the timeline that it's going to take to do it. I'm putting a lot on the line. And, you know, in my first book, I wrote, put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. And when we are on this verge of our higher self about to come out or the next evolution, you are up against your past self. You're up against your past schedule. You're up against all of the things that you have created in your life to keep this certainty and to keep yourself at this certain level. So in order to break that, there's going to be a big change up. There's going to be a big energy shift. There's going to be shifts in your schedule. There's no way to become the person that you are meant to be. There's no way to evolve without looking around and having your environment, your friends, and your schedule evolve. So if one of those are not evolving, you're not going to make it to your next level. Does this make sense? So you have to look at all of these things. It's all encompassing. And know that, you know, in order for you to execute, these different areas need to change. Who you're around, even if it's not all the time, this can also be positive propaganda of who you're listening to. You know, podcasts, books, those things will most likely need to change. If you're going to the next level, you got to start doing the next level things or the new area things that you have not yet learned about or listened to or hung out with those people or asked to go to coffee or whatever that looks like. You might need to do what I was hearing. I started hearing messages when I was in meditation of upgrade the operating system. And for me, that meant my body, meaning you're going to need to drink a little less wine. You're going to need to eat even healthier. I was like, really, God? Like, I feel like I already freaking eat salads all the time. And I knew that I was doing certain things with food that were not making me feel great. I knew that I kind of needed to look at, okay, maybe I have like a small allergy over here, but I continue to just show up and eat the same thing every single day that maybe is kind of eating at my energy. I know that I want to go do some blood work and see if there's anything else that I could am missing that maybe I can upgrade a little bit more. It's like all of these, as you evolve, it's like these little tiny dials. There's never this like huge thing that you're going to do overnight that's going to change things. It's like, oh, how can I just tune in a little bit more over here, you know, tune in 5% or 10%. And this is what we're constantly doing. Like, okay, where am I out a little bit? It's like the chiropractor for your life, right? You're like, okay, this feels good, but now what about this? And this is great, but now what about this? And this is just life. You're never going to be fully in alignment because as you're, let's just say you just went to the chiropractor and you're fully aligned, right? You're going to go and do something that even though it's helpful, you're going to go work out and now you feel great. So maybe you lift a little heavier because you want to pee. And you go and you're like, oh, that kind of threw this out. Even though it made this stronger, this kind of threw this out. And that is life. Like the things that make you feel really good and make you stronger are probably going to put you out of alignment somewhere in your life. So it's constant checking in. So for me, when I'm looking at the execution factor for my life, it truly is looking at what's the one thing that I need to do to get this done? And what do I all need to look at to make sure that these things are going to get done? How much do I need to look out into the future of scheduling to make sure that I haven't just scheduled for a couple of weeks, but if this project is going to take 6 months, where am I going to get this time from? Because it's not going to magically appear. If it is not set in stone, it will not magically appear. Something is not going to open up. The universe doesn't clear things for you all the time. It literally is more like, the world is going to throw things into your schedule. It is your job to make sure you put a fence around the things that mean the most to you, right? It is your job to put a boundary around the things that have meaning in your life, or they will get plowed down by everybody else, not because of ill intent, but because this is how the world works. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. I hope that this helps. I hope that this helps you execute a little bit more. And I would love to see your reviews. If you would pretty please go give me a 5-star review and let me know your thoughts, maybe what one of your favorite episodes was. Go throw your name in there too, so I can actually shout you out on the podcast with your real name too. I would love to shout you out and say hello to you and just thank you for all of your support. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.